shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Boy, we got a 3-hour show ahead of us here. We have Don Berman, who's going to kick things off from Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Welcome to the program, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. And one of the places we go, one of the places we go places where other talk shows can't is our pre-show, which is our video pre-show. And Robert, you felt very strongly about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, you are like on a tear, man.
Well, that's putting it moderately.
You're pretty mad.
I expressed myself very openly during our video pre-show about a whole lot of stuff. And it made me feel a little bit better, because this has not been a good day, and it hasn't particularly been a very good several days, with the inclusion, of course, of all of the news events that we've all been sharing. It's just been crappy, you know, just crappy. This last week has just been a crap week, going all the way back to the end of last week. So today on our video cast, at the very beginning of the video cast, I really went nuts. And we are going to feature that. I don't know. I can't get in touch with anybody. So I'm thinking tomorrow we're going to actually have rants on our website. Maybe. I have no idea. We also have possibly a podcast tomorrow. Maybe. I have no idea. But, you know, I'm doing my bit. All right. 877. They'll be there somehow, some way. Who knows? 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don Berman from Channel 19 News is going to join us from the Channel 19 News room in a moment. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney, and who's beginning to make a series of blunders, you know, maybe not all that serious, but they're just enough misstatements by the Republican presidential nominee that, you know, you wonder, maybe you ought to be thinking a little bit more clearly, or if you're going to make a statement like this one where he's, you know, he took exception to the Olympics security setup. Maybe you ought to be able to point to some specifics, you know, like have some comments that are backed up by other security people, you know. Anyway, Mitt Romney handed Barack Obama a potential gift for the U.S. presidential election campaign when the presumptive Republican nominee blundered on his first diplomatic outing by questioning whether London was capable of staging a successful Olympic Games. In a move that astounded Downing Street, hours before it laid on a special reception for Romney at number 10, he told NBC there were disconcerting signs about the preparations for the games. One senior Whitehall source said, what a total shocker, we're speechless. David Cameron, who was the Prime Minister, as you know, of Great Britain, wasted no time in rebuking Romney. Hours after his remarks were broadcast, on a visit to the Olympic Park, the Prime Minister said, "We're holding an Olympic Games in one of the busiest, most active, bustling cities in the world. Of course, it's easier if you hold the Olympics in the middle of nowhere," which is a comment about Salt Lake City. And Cameron's remarks were intended to be a lighthearted jibe at Romney. Well, I wouldn't call that lighthearted, but nonetheless, they're appropriate. Who used his famous management skills honed at Bain Capital to rescue the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, Utah. Boris Johnson, the London mayor, joined in the jibes at a celebration to greet... what happened? We don't have the rest of the story, bud.
Yeah, sometimes it comes out messed up.
That's a good way to put it. Tell you what, let's get on the line here. Let's get our good friend Don Berman on the line, and we'll talk a little bit about this with Don. Don, you heard these comments. They're made by the Prime Minister, I guess Boris Johnson, who's the governor. Excuse me, the mayor of London, had something similar to say. What, in the words of Bill O'Reilly, what say you?
You thought I was kidding when I said to you that I can't. I of all the things that people say, Phil, on television that they use for catchphrases, the one that really makes my skin crawl is that "What say you?" So you did that on purpose, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, because we've been talking.
I don't think I made myself as clear as I should. That really does bother me. So when you use that phrase, "What say you?" It literally does make my skin crawl.
All right, well, I'll avoid using it.
I would really appreciate it. I would really appreciate it.
All right, I'm sorry, Don. Don Berman with Channel 19 News. What do you think of Mitt Romney and his comments?
Well, I think that David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and Mr. Johnson, who is also the Mayor of London, I think that they, and again, I'm a newsman, and I am ostensibly supposed to be objective. I report the news, Phil. I'm not a news commentator. I don't give opinions. But in this case, I have to give an opinion. Because it is such a glaringly ignorant thing to say that I must. I am called by duty and I am called by conscience to say something about what Mitt Romney said. And it is exactly that.
You're calling it ignorant?
An absolutely ignoramus thing to say for a man representing one of the major political parties in the United States of America, and may very well be, and of course will be, he's the presumptive nominee, as we call him, still has to be beneficial. But for him to say something as imbecilic as that makes me wonder whether or not Mitt Romney can really effectively govern as president of the United States if he gets elected.
All right, well, what he said, what about David Cameron coming back with that comment about the middle of nowhere?
Well, he's absolutely right.
You think that that was, now he said that that was a lighthearted jibe.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think it's lighthearted at all. He's basically saying that this is London, and you staged the Olympics in the middle of nowhere. I don't think there was anything lighthearted about it. I think that it was dead on serious.
But the middle of nowhere meaning a smaller city.
Well, Salt Lake City is a city because there's buildings and there's people, but it's not London. It's nowhere near London. And certainly when they had the Olympics there, it wasn't anywhere near, it was even further away from being London than it is today. Salt Lake City is a medium-sized American city. On the scale of cities internationally, it doesn't even show up. It's a blip, as they say, on the radar. So I think David Cameron was absolutely right. And I think that Mitt Romney, if he's going to weigh in on something like security for the Olympics, I think it has to be a comment that is germane to the situation, to the size, to the challenges, and simply not to shoot from the hip as he did and say, well, it looks like they've got problems. Mitt Romney, Phil, you know, I'm not a big fan of his, but I can't say any more. Because I am a newsman, and I am an individual that gives objective opinion.
All right, we're here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News as we talk about the comments of Mitt Romney and the coming, well, the Olympics are there. I was actually watching some of the soccer last night.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's the first round soccer. Who cares? It's Japan, and it was Japan and Spain. I think Japan was on their way to an upset. They were very aggressive. But I'm not a soccer fan per se, but I was watching just just to watch it.
And this is what we should be concentrating on is the games themselves and the success of the games, and not be talking about Mitt Romney, and not be talking about what Mitt Romney knows when it comes to security. Obviously, he doesn't know a lot. Now, I think he attempted to come back and make some statements that would clarify what he was trying to say, but the damage is done. Mitt Romney has once again misspoke, and right now he is handing, and this is the thing that's amazing to me, the Republicans banked an awful lot on this presidential election, Phil. The Republicans banked the retaking of the White House on this particular election. They felt that this was their best shot. They felt that this was going to be the year, and the Republicans are halfway to giving the White House to Barack Obama for another 4 years.
All right, so you're saying that Mitt Romney is that bad of a candidate?
I think he is. He's absolutely, and again, I can't give opinions because I am an objective news reporter. You understand when I do news, and I do news on a television station in the city of Los Angeles, that's a big city, Los Angeles. If Mitt Romney wants to visit a big city to get some idea as to what they deal with in London, he can come to Los Angeles, and he can live the way I live. He can walk in my shoes. He can have my job. He can deal with the problems that I deal with. And I can tell you, if you've had an alcohol abuse problem, as I've had, I would have much rather had it in Salt Lake City than here in Los Angeles. So this is what I have to do.
All right, we're kind of going off on a lot of tangents here.
No, I'm qualifying my statement.
And all right, you're an objective newsman.
I have to be an objective newsman, yes. But having said that, Mitt Romney has murdered the Republicans' opportunity for the presidency in 2012. He has murdered it. He will never be elected president. And, it's very difficult to see if this guy's going to recover.
All right, at least you're not giving an opinion.
My opinion is he'd be a lousy president. That's my opinion. But I'm not going to give that. I'm not going to repeat that over and over because of my step.
Well, when you say that Mitt Romney can't win, that's an opinion, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is an opinion. I think I'm looking at the facts straight on, and I'm saying, well, this is my analysis.
Well, isn't an analysis the same as an opinion?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
An opinion is based on, we've got a phrase that we use, however indelicately, we use a phrase in America called talking out of your rear end. That's an opinion. It doesn't have to be based on anything. It doesn't have to be anything. An analysis has to be based in some factuality.
All right, let's take a break. We're talking here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News about Mitt Romney and the statement that the security situation in London didn't look all that, solid. I'm paraphrasing. All kinds of criticism for that statement. Don Berman on talking with us about that, saying that, well, Romney is pretty much, he used the word murdered, the Republican Party's chances of becoming, of retaking the White House. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You are welcome. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. And the question we're asking you, and we're talking with Don Berman this hour about, let me turn the fan off here, excuse me. Don Berman on the line with us from, in transit to Channel 19 over on La Brea in Los Angeles. We're talking about Mitt Romney's statements vis-a-vis the Olympics. Do you feel, and I think you've pretty much opened you've opened the door on this one, Don. Is Mitt Romney really presidential material? Has Mitt Romney opened his yap one too many times and said one too many stupid things to make the American voter suspicious of him?
And I think, Phil, the answer to that question, which I think is a very, I think that is the question, I think the answer to that question, and again, I'm an objective newsman, so I can't offer an opinion, I'm not going to offer an opinion to compromise my position as an objective news reporter. But I have to say that I think Mitt Romney, with these series of comments, has absolutely compromised himself as a potential president, and he has begun to make himself, in the eyes of the American people, I think, look a little bit of a stumble bump, to use the words that you were using. I think that he's Mitt Romney is looking, a little bit of a stumble bomb and a little bit of someone who is prone to the mal speak. And
well, now okay, but see again, you're saying you have to be objective.
I absolutely have to be objective, but there are some stories where you can't be, and this is it.
And yet not last week, but I think yesterday, you said that you could not take an editorial stance on the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, until all the facts were in, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right, so Mitt Romney is going to make a lousy president based upon his statement that the Olympics, don't look like they're being well run in London.
Well, no, not just on that, but just the overall, when I look at Romney, I think it's obvious to even the most dense individual that Romney is a disgrace, a potential disgrace of a human being as a president.
Okay, all right, and that's not an opinion.
No, I don't. I think that's analysis, and that's part of what I do.
All right, so then we go to the Aurora shootings, and you say that you don't want to express an opinion until all the facts are in. What facts need to be in?
Well, again, Phil, this is a much different story. Aurora, Colorado, there's going to be a trial. And
so you don't even want to identify James Holmes as the shooter?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that that's what they say. I know that that's what... But I don't know. I don't know. I wish I could know.
877-876-7445. 877-876-Phil, as we're talking here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and the question is, has Mitt Romney just soured his chances to be president of the United States with these comments about London? Let's go over to Lloyd in Alhambra. Lloyd, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
The gentleman was making a comment about you said Bill O'Reilly, and is that correct, sir?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I did mention Bill O'Reilly's tendency.
We were talking about what say you. Is that right?
Yeah, there you go. That's yes, sir. You were talking about Bill O'Reilly saying, "What say you?" And you said that it made your skin crawl. Correct?
I have to be honest with you, sir. Yes, it makes my skin crawl when I listen to Bill O'Reilly, who is a puffed up individual, a little bit of a pompous ass.
Well, you know, I want to tell you something. When I heard Bill O'Reilly say, "What say you?" the first time, I felt, I was impressed with him, and I felt he was impressive in the way that he spoke. But the second or third time I heard him say it, I'll tell you a little story. My son had gotten a little Shih Tzu dog. I don't know if you know what kind that is.
Yes, I do.
All right. And I was petting the animal, and I had the animal in my lap. And may God forgive me, but when I heard O'Reilly say, "What say you?" the second time, I remember putting my hands around the throat of the animal.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, please hear me out, Mr. Hendry.
What did you do?
What I did was nothing compared to what Bill O'Reilly did, and I'm simply saying that.
You're not going to blame Bill O'Reilly's "What say you" on you strangling that dog.
What I'm telling you, Mr. Hendry, is the fact that when I heard, the two of you were just talking about Bill O'Reilly and Mr. Berman.
Sir, I did say that I did not like Bill O'Reilly saying, "What say you?" I did not react to that comment or to that phrase in any violent way.
I'm not interested. I'm telling you that I reacted negatively, too, and I'm trying to show you that there is some commonality here.
But you're telling us that you strangled a dog.
I did not strangle the dog. Bill O'Reilly strangled the dog is the point that I'm trying to make. Because I am a Korean War veteran.
You need to slow down, sir.
Mr. Hendry.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm okay, but Bill O'Reilly said the phrase, "What say you?" And I squeezed the life out of it, out of the dog. Now, there is nothing in what I just said to indicate that I wanted you to indict me for this.
No, I'm afraid that we have to. You were the one holding the dog.
If you had the dog in your lap, sir, and Bill O'Reilly's on TV, and I'm assuming that's what was happening?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Bill O'Reilly said, "What say you?" And you strangled the dog as the result of him saying that. You are the one that did the strangling.
But Bill O'Reilly is the one that... would you agree with me that Bill O'Reilly is the one that...
Yes, of course I would agree with you. And I also agree that, yes, I did say it makes my skin crawl. But making my skin crawl and me wanting to strangle an animal are two completely different things.
So you're learning it over me... And so the common ground that we... Never mind.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. That guy needs a looking into.
I can tell you, Phil, I think it is unbelievable. It's beyond the pale of anything that I have experienced. To say that I don't like Bill O'Reilly, is true. To say that I can't stand it when he says, what say you, is true. To say that I can barely stand looking at him, it's all true. But I have never wanted to kill a small dog as the result of
him saying, what say you?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be back with Don Berman, 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
I don't know how you do that, because if you're telling me that you're getting away with those kinds of things, to me that's amazing.
Getting away with what?
Well, I mean, I just heard you on your because I'm watching you. You know, we watch you sometimes in the newsroom, and what you said there during your news break was amazing.
Well, let's not talk about it. How about that?
Why not?
Because I don't think it's going to do any good.
You were on your to talk that way about the people that you're in business with. These are the people that syndicate your show.
You know what, Don? If you want to be the guy that says this, that about Mitt Romney, that's fine.
I'm an investigative reporter, Phil. That's my job. And if you are saying things about how your show is being handled, and
I'm not saying anything. And I want to move past that, okay, if you don't mind?
Well, all right, but you were on your news feed.
I know what I was on my news feed, and I was on my videocast, and I say a lot of things on the videocast, but I'm not saying I'm here, and that's just the way it is, okay? I've got a very great company that I work with. They're fantastic.
Oh, what a lie.
Will you please?
Oh!
What is it with you, man?
Oh, come on, Phil, I mean...
Will you just drop it, man? Drop it. It's a great company, and they're doing a great job.
Wow. Wow. Phil, you were raised Catholic, correct?
Yes.
Isn't it a sin, a mortal sin, to tell a lie?
All right, so anyway, Britain riled by Mitt Romney's doubts over its Olympic readiness. President Barack Obama embraces gun restrictions. These are the news pieces here from today that you're going to be covering. Let's talk about President Barack Obama embracing gun restrictions.
Well, President Obama is talking about... No. I still want to stay with what you're saying here about...
No, we're not going to talk about that. I can hang up on you if you want.
What an ass.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Well, all right. President Obama does favor the restriction of assault weapons, the banning of assault weapons, if you will, or at least some restrictions on assault weapons. Now, White House spokesman Jay Carney said Obama still supports a ban on the sale of assault weapons, a restriction that expired in 2004. There are things we can do short of legislation and short of gun laws that can reduce violence in our society, said Jay Carney. Now, the stir in London came on the first full day of Romney's first international tour, but I guess we've talked about that.
All right, yes, we have. Now, what about Obama?
Well, I mean, this is a big hot-button issue with regard to gun control because of what happened in Colorado. I think that Obama is taking on a political hot potato. They're not being specific. He's saying, well, we ought to have an assault weapons ban. But I don't know that when there was an assault weapons ban, that there was anything that was done positively. So I don't know. You know, I think gun control we should avoid talking about altogether. Now, that's just my observation as an objective newsman.
You know, you aren't all that objective here. You know that? You're just not all that objective. You've been talking here about Romney this and Romney that, and now you're talking about Barack Obama and we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, and you're calling yourself objective.
Yes, I am objective.
Then what is with the opinion that we shouldn't do any of this because, you know, it's a political hot potato?
Well, that's an analysis.
What's the difference?
I told you, the difference is that...
One of them's based in opinion and the other's based in facts.
Yes. So that's the difference. So if I were to say to you, for instance, Phil, if I said to you that I think you are a dirty, filthy, no-good, lying bastard, and I could point to lies that you told, that would be analysis. That wouldn't be an opinion, and I could do that on the air.
You could... Say that again?
I could go on the air and say Phil Hendry is a dirty, lying SOB. Really? Yes. Here are the facts. Now, you know, I'm not going to bring up what you said you didn't say.
Let's get off that, please.
All right. But I mean, that's an analysis. If I said I think Phil Hendry's a dirty, lying SOB, but I have no proof, that would be an opinion.
All right. So you're giving a lot of analysis here.
I'm giving analysis, yes. Same thing with Mitt Romney. I think that Mitt Romney is a stumble bum. This guy is strictly from hunger. I mean, from way back, he's a real yahoo, and he said what he said about the London Olympics. It was ill-spoken and ill-said, and he's just ill. And as a result of that, that's an analysis. So that's what I'm thinking, and that's what I'm doing.
All right, well, I'm going to get you off the air right now because you suck. And
wait a minute, Phil. Now, that's just...
Sorry about that, folks. That was no way to begin a radio show. I can give you the...
What if he calls back?
If he calls back, we're not putting him back on the air, okay? I don't. You know, he's doing what he does, which is trying to position himself for some Emmy or something. You know, he thinks he's like... He doesn't want to be called a commentator because he's a newsman, but he's a commentator.
Yeah, but if he calls back, though.
If he calls back, don't put him on. How many times do you want me to say it?
You're going to get mad.
I don't care if he gets mad. How long have you guys been working with me? A long time, right?
Yeah.
Have I ever given a damn whether somebody's going to get mad that I hung up on them and they may call back this and that?
No, but I mean, there's going to be fallout and everything like that.
Yeah, fallout like they had Japan, you know.
Nuclear fallout?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What? Wow.
Not nuclear.
Well, maybe.
Just be quiet. No, it's not nuclear fallout, Robert. Wrong use of the word. All right, controversy broke out on the presidential campaign trail Thursday in the wake of Republican Mitt Romney causing a stir in Britain by questioning whether the country is prepared to host the Olympic Games. See, the problem with the statement is that he's the president of the United States. He's visiting a country that has traditionally been a friend of ours. They have fought wars with us. They have bled with us. Many of the older families here in the United States, not all of the older families, but some of our older families originated in England with the Mayflower and all that jazz. Okay, so there's a cultural tie, there's a language tie, there's, you know, Mother England. So when you go over there and you're like the presidential nominee of the Republican Party, especially the Republican Party, I would think, you're going to say everything that you can to help them have a successful... Hey, man, I'm glad to be here. We're here in England. What a great country, great people. And look at this, man. They're having a big party, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, but what if he's wrong?
What if he's wrong? You know, I think you're in safe territory if you say, I think these Olympics are going to be great, and if they turn out to suck, you are going to be in a crowd of millions that were wrong about that one. Okay?
Yeah, I think most people probably think the Olympics are going to be good.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think it's a controversial statement to say, hey, these Olympics are going to be fantastic.
Yeah, but what if you see something, man, and they get terrorism?
Let me tell you something, Robert. Mitt Romney is not qualified, at least from where I sit, and I don't see him traveling with anybody like security experts. I don't see him traveling with military experts. I don't see him traveling with terrorism experts, people that have the ability to size up what's happening there in London and to make the statement, well, it looks to me like, Mr. Governor, this whole thing sucks on wheels. I think you better say something. I don't see any of that stuff happening. I see a guy who wants to throw an opinion out there because maybe it'll win him some love. And that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life, some cat saying something like that.
Buddy, why do you think I win love?
The only way that comment's going to make you win any love is if you're right and something goes wrong. Some kind of a terrorism event takes place. Some kind of a terrorist attack takes place. Then Romney can say, well, I told you. And he looks like a real genius in the middle of God knows what horror we're dealing with. However, if that's the case, you know, if he thinks it looks like crap, then you got to come up with some reasons. Well, here's why I think it looks like crap. This. And you got to go all in, baby, as they say in the game of poker. You got to go all in. All right, 877-876-7445. We'll take a break, come back for our last segment of the hour here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, where you can get live streaming video of the show as well as... as well as thousands of hours of archived material. PhilHenryShow.com. And by the way, our new podcast, episode 23, is now up and ready to rock and roll there on our homepage. Just hit the podcast banner. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to line three, Margaret Gray, who is our frequent contributor in the world of entertainment. Margaret, how are you? And good to have you on the program.
Well, Phil, I'm a little bit concerned. I'm looking at you here on the iPad. And I know that a lot of this has to do with off-air stuff. But just so your listeners can understand something, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. By the way, are you in the tub?
Yes, I'm sorry, but I have to soak in a tub at night because of the sciatica that I have. And Frank's coming in with, and I promise, Phil, I won't get sidetracked. I know it got you angry the other night.
No, it's all right. I just want to know where you were.
I think that your audience should understand that you have, off-air during your video cast, you have been expressing some opinions that I think are very destructive. Hello?
Go ahead. You know, go ahead. Everybody wants to talk about that tonight.
Well, who is everybody? I'm not everybody.
I had Don Berman on the line here.
Oh, that ass. No, Phil, I'm a friend of yours. I'm not some blowhard doing some newscast. I'm here to give you some constructive criticism.
Fine. You know, there's an old saying, you know, the road to hell being paved with good intentions. I think we need to rewrite that 21st century. Road to hell is paved with constructive criticism.
Well, that is very childish. You know, I'm stepping out of the tub. I'm naked, Frank. So would you please shut the door? I'm getting some.
What are you doing?
I'm getting.
Okay, Margaret, you said to me.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'll get back in the tub now. I just wanted Frank to shut the door. Shut the door, Frank. Jason J. Delmonico is out there.
She didn't say anything.
So, Phil, my point is this. I heard you during your break, and you were saying they can suck it, blah, 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 blah. You heard what you said, yes?
Yes, I think I heard what I said, yes.
There's no need to be sarcastic, Phil.
I'm sorry, but I'm getting, you know, irritated here talking about this. Because it's really not for public consumption. What I said during the break has nothing to do with anything.
All right, I'm not giving away who it was you were talking about, am I?
No.
I heard you say that they can go F and they can suck something out of...
Okay. You know, please.
All right. But I think it's very destructive. I don't think it's going to, in the long run, I don't think it's the kind of thing that you want to say. That I don't think you want to marinate in those kinds of comments. And I read a book, and I wanted to give you some information about a book, and I thought what I would do is tell you about it. If you wanted to pick it up.
Okay.
It's a wonderful book. It's called The Seven Branches of the Several Trees. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not. What is it again?
It's called, you know, you sound very, you're like this. You're, no, I haven't. You know, cheer up, Phil. It's going to be all right.
Okay, fine. What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is The Seven Branches of the Several Trees. Several Trees. And it's written by a man that you've had on your program before, Dean Wheeler. And
yes, yeah, okay, I've had him on, yeah. He's got the New Age thing.
Yes, he's a New Age. He has the spa and the Northern California Holistic Center. It is absolutely amazing.
I have to tell you that I've had Mr. Wheeler on the show. He was on last night, as you know.
Yes.
And he was talking gun control, and he was talking about beating up women, having been arrested for heroin.
Phil, I know all of that, but what he said to you later in the program was that, of course, he has changed his ways. He hasn't beaten up a woman, I think, since 2001, and he has that wonderful center in Northern California. And I wanted you to be aware of the book that he wrote.
But you were on with him. You heard this crazy stuff he was saying.
It was crazy for them. He's changed. God.
All right, he's changed.
Why are you resistant to what I'm saying?
I'll tell you why I'm resistant, Margaret. You know, there comes a time when a man... First of all, the thing that I don't like is that I was saying stuff off the air. Yes, my subscribers heard it. And that's because my subscribers get to hear that. It's not for general consumption.
Oh, well, Phil, I know why you're saying that, because it'll up your subscription sales.
No, it's not for that at all. It's that I am not going to put it out on the air. I'm not putting it on the open, free airwaves.
Well, you were very upset.
Okay, so I was upset. Everybody gets upset. This is a workplace. People get upset. You know, but that's as far as I'm going with that.
Well, what about Mr. Wheeler's book?
Mr. Wheeler's book. Dean Wheeler was on this show last night with you and Larry Grover talking about gun control. As the evening wound down, Mr. Wheeler was on discussing the fact that he had been arrested on an outstanding fugitive warrant from New Jersey, where he had been arrested for possession of heroin for sale, that he had slapped around girlfriends, that he had, you know, then he was arrested on the fugitive warrant. He's back in jail, slapped whoever he was with then. And I'm supposed to be impressed with the fact that he hasn't hit a woman since 2001.
He hasn't hit a woman, Phil, since 2001. Coming off of that terrible experience of having been arrested on the heroin warrant. Now, I understand that that is all a very terrible thing to have done. I understand that. But I think we need to give a man the credit that he is due, that he was guilty of those crimes. He fled after posting bond. He was a fugitive. He got picked up on a fugitive warrant. He slapped around a couple of girlfriends as the result of him being in jail. You understand that, right?
Yes, I understand that.
The man was in jail. Now, I'm going to start yelling.
Well, if you want to start yelling, I can hang the phone up.
Well, that would be you. That would be you in a nutshell. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, hang up on me.
No, I'm not going to hang up.
All right, then listen. Dean Wheeler slapped those women around and left them unconscious because he was going to jail.
Slapped those women around and left them unconscious.
Yes.
And as a woman, how do you feel about that?
I feel terrible. I feel dirty. I feel despicable and I feel despondent defending a man like that. Defending a man that would do that to two sisters. But considering how far Dean has come.
I'm about to say something.
Frank's here, Phil. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm better than Custer. Listen, this Wheeler that he's talking about, Wheeler has come through an awful lot. And we knew her, you know her, when she was starting out the holistic whatever that gobbledygook was. Now, she gets married to this guy. She got married to the lady. Her name is Dean, right?
Yes. What is your point?
My point is that Emeralda, the woman that she married, has tested her patience. And if you have ever seen her with him, you would know that Dean is exercising total patience and control when she's around him.
You're talking about Dean. I have to tell the audience that Mr. Gray has gender confusion. That is, when he's talking about a woman, he refers to that woman in the third person in the male tense. Go ahead.
I don't know what it is you're saying, but every time you say that, I get very angry, and I want you to stop.
I have to tell the audience that.
You have to tell the audience. The point I'm making here is when Dean Wheeler married Emeralda, she swore that she would never raise a hand to him, and she hasn't. All right, so Dean has been good to her word. She hasn't slapped around the woman that she loves, and I think we need to give her credit, and I think that's what Margaret's trying to say. Well, he's been saying, sitting in a bathtub, splashing around, and sounding like some kind of a weird person in a tub. I don't know what it is she... You know, Jason J. Delmonico, you're worried about her seeing something. I don't know what it is she's going to see.
I don't want our son seeing me stepping out of the tub naked, Frank, going to fetch, you know, one of the bottles of lotion.
Yeah, I'll bet. So,
how dare you... Ow. All right, that took care of that.
What did you do? You slapped him?
Yes, I did. Get out of here, you bad boy. Boy, you think it's a real riot, don't you?
I think your whole house is a riot and a half. I love you. I love Frank. Jason J. Delmonico, if I ever get a chance to talk to him. You guys crack me up. From Frank's gender confusion to you smacking him around like he's a kid, and you backhanding Jason J. Delmonico.
I've never done any such thing.
You told me you did. You told me you got so upset that one time.
Oh, that, yes. That was an unusual circumstance. Yes, I did. My hand, it was a reflex fill. It was unconscious. It was unconsciously I backhanded him. Yes.
Okay. Well, Margaret, I can tell you this much. Thank you very much for being concerned with me. Thank you. And, you know, when you're talking about what Frank said about Dean, sounds good. Dean is doing the very best he can not to smack around Emeralda. Is that right?
That is absolutely true, Phil.
Okay, and I give him credit. I give him credit. I really do. And that's, that. You know, he's doing what he should do. If a guy's been in jail and he's cut a deal with the Attorney General of the state of New Jersey, and they could have thrown his ass away for a long time. So he's doing what he should do.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean the guy is some genius when it comes to New Age stuff or writing books about this, that, or something else. I'll read the 7 branches of the several tree.
I think it'll help you, Phil. I really do.
It'll help her.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Frank.
You're welcome.
877-877. I just put the phone down on Margaret. I hope that phone doesn't get dropped in the tub. 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Henry Show coming back, and philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry.